You know, John Lott is called on occasions like this because the guy's like the Rain Man with statistics. And unfortunately, given the barrage of propaganda and mythology that is thrown at us and people like us, you've got to address it. And as he wrote on his Fox post, before knowing almost anything about yesterday's mass public shooting, gun control advocates are once again calling for more gun control. The attack at the First Baptist Church in tiny Sutherland Springs, Texas, killed 27. People want to do something, quote unquote. One thing is certain, the proposals put forward by gun control advocates wouldn't have stopped this attack. We know that for sure because his name was not entered into the database. But what they ignored, Lott writes, before even knowing that, was what stopped the killer was a good guy with a gun. As one witness said, without the good guy with the gun, it would have been much worse. If more people were carrying guns, the attack might have been stopped even faster and more lives would have been saved. And I dare say, even within the church, if somebody had had a gun, or clearly within the church. Democratic Senators Dick Durbin, Richard Blumenthal, Bob Casey, Dianne Feinstein, Kamala Harris, all immediately made statements where various versions of Congress must act. The media spent all day after the attack rhetorically asking whether or not now was the time for more gun control. CNN's Jim Acosta, who is a reprobate in my view, repeatedly asked if President Trump is content with these mass shootings exploding every month or so. Can you imagine? The media spent all day doing this. We still can only speculate about killer Devin Kelly's motives. Remember, he wrote this earlier today. The media waited even a few hours, they would have learned that their calls for regulations, primary for universal background checks, wouldn't have stopped this attack. Indeed, their proposals wouldn't have stopped any of the other mass public shootings in the last couple of decades. Kelly bought a gun at a gun store, and he passed the background check that the store conducted on him. And he passed it because his name wasn't entered into the system by the Special Investigation Unit on the Holman Air Force Base. Others on MSNBC immediately called for limiting magazine capacities. But a magazine is just a box with a spring in it. It can be made with very simple tools, and nowadays 3D printers make it an even easier project. We still don't know if Kelly planned this attack long in advance, though he bought the gun back in April 2016 and so forth. Well, this is what we're up against. Elliot Roger, who killed 6 and injured 14 others near the University of California at Santa Barbara, fooled not only the sheriff's deputies, but also the internationally known Dr. Charles Sofi. Sofi is medical director for the LA County Department of Children and Family Services. I don't give some people pause before they assume that there's an easy solution for identifying, you know, dangerous individuals. He's talking about people with mental health problems. It's not so simple. But we do know that the attack at the Texas church could have been even worse if it wasn't for an armed civilian, a local resident who grabbed his rifle, ran outside his bare feet, and shot the suspect. Something should be done, but the question is what? Texas lets each church decide whether to allow permitted concealed handguns. We don't know whether this particular church allowed it. What we do know is that time is crucial. The longer it takes for someone to arrive at the scene with a gun, the more people will be harmed. If the media and politicians want to do something effective, they should take a page out of Israel's playbook. When there's a surge in terrorist attacks, Israeli police call on permitted civilians to make sure that they have their guns with them at all times. And police tend to support an increase in permits. But what helped most in preventing large-scale shootings in public, police once asked, it's 450,000 American officer members in 2013, the most common answer, more permissive concealed carry policies for civilians. 80% of the surveyed officers believe that allowing permitted concealed handguns would reduce the number of victims of mass public shootings. But you wouldn't know that if you watch 99.9% of the media and listen to the phony experts. You wouldn't know it. I'll be right back.
Much love.